to Day FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow. Purchasing, refinancing, or refurbishing an investment property? Visit capitalflow.ie.
And so it's time for the business news with Ian Guider. And Ian, despite all of the things that we've been hearing about soaring house prices because of a lack of supply, that doesn't seem to be coming across in the My Home survey for the first 3 months of the year.
Yeah, like the figures for the first 3 months, so January, February and March, they're pretty much flat compared to the previous 3 months of October, November and December. But I think if you take where they were a year ago, prices have actually risen. So while the first quarter of the year was pretty much no change, if you look at where they were from the first 3 months of 2020, they're actually up, and up quite strongly across the country. So up nationally by 4.2% in Dublin, the increase is 4.1%, and outside of Dublin, it's 4.8%. So the average house price nationally, if you're in Dublin, it'll cost you almost 400 grand, and outside of Dublin, it'll cost you 236,000 euros. So I think you have to look at the figures year on year, because that gives you a better sense of what happened to the housing market in the actual pandemic. Because of course we were in level 5 for most of the fourth quarter of 2020, and of course we're still in level 5 right now, so you wouldn't expect much change. But it is that improvement year on year that will give people in the housing market encouragement that there's plenty of buyers out there. It will encourage people to sell. If you think you're going to get a better price than you did a year ago, you're more likely to sell your home. And the more supply that comes on the market, that will tempt builders, when they do eventually get back onto their sites, to try and get production up and out as quickly as possible. So I think the housing market has actually been something that has performed a whole lot better over the past year, because I remember in the very early days of the pandemic last March and April, when construction was closed, there was a big fear that not only would we see a huge fall in output of new homes, but existing home prices would fall. And some of the banks were penciling in forecasts of between 10 and 15% price drops over a 12 to 18 month period. So the housing market, despite all that has happened over the past year with two closures between March and May last year and the ongoing restrictions, the housing market, probably because there's such pent-up demand out there to get onto the housing ladder, people are prepared. And if they still have the income and the banks are still prepared to lend them money, people are still prepared to pay up. And that's why you're seeing a year-on-year increase, even though the first 3 months of this year have been quite sluggish.
But yet, if we do get a pickup in construction, a significant amount of that new construction is going to be purchased by institutions, isn't it? Particularly in the urban areas for apartments, which means there is still going to be upward forces on prices for individual or couples who are trying to buy personally.
Yeah, and I suppose if you look at it, I suppose what you would like to see is a big increase in the number of second-hand homes coming on the market. And My Home Report, they do point out that there has been an increase in the number of traffic coming to the website. So people looking at selling their homes, or people looking to place their home ads, place an ad to sell their home out there. But you would like to see more second-hand supply come on the market. And people will either trade up or trade down if they think they're going to get a better price than they did a year ago. So not only do we need that new homes being built, and some of them will go to the rental sector, if you can encourage more people, whether it's somebody who is moving out of an apartment into a house, or people who are perhaps coming to retirement and they want to trade down if the family has moved out, the more secondhand supply we can add to the market will help ease the pressure as well. So I think it can only be, I know people would say, well, we'd rather prices weren't a whole lot higher, but if you see start seeing prices going up a bit, it does mean that people feel a bit more comfortable trading up or trading down and getting more homes on the market.
Now, it's also clear that there are more people on the roads driving cars at present, and it seems as well that car sales are finally picking up a bit.
Yeah, I actually have to look into the reasons behind this, because of course with level 5 restrictions, dealerships are closed. But in May, there was an increase in new private car sales. And the reason for that is dealerships are doing click and collect. So there would have been people who were quite happy to have a look online and order their car. And they've also been doing deliveries as well. So people that would have bought before the level 5 restrictions came in are getting deliveries in now. So there has been an increase. It's not a huge increase in March alone. It's about 4%. But if you take the first 3 months of this year, we're still down to last year, and we know 2020 wasn't great. So the first 3 months, January, February, and March this year, we're down 11% overall, just under 40,000 new cars licensed. And we have spoken about in the last number of weeks, the dealerships out there want to get back open as quickly as possible. They have said, look, the first 6 months of the year is when they do most of their sales. They also do them in July as well, when there's a changeover of the registration plate. But it is early in the year when people tend to switch over their cars, and the dealerships will say, look, we need to get open as quickly as possible. We're safe environments. And they talk about the fact that, look, the number of new cars down about 10% or 11% between January and March. That will translate into a huge loss to the exchequer from vehicle licensing taxes and also VAT as well. So there's going to be a big push on, you could imagine, from the motor dealer's point of view, for the level five restrictions to ease as quickly as possible for them.
Now, I think a lot of people here in Ireland thought we'd be looking at our neighbours in Britain during the summer, envious of them heading off on their summer holidays because they're so far ahead of us with their vaccination programme. But it doesn't seem to be working out like that, does it? There's no encouragement in the UK for people to book their holidays. TUI has had to raise 400 million in fresh finance today. And I see various airlines are saying now that because of the restrictions that are going to continue in place, some of them won't even start their flights until late summer.
Yeah, and I think the British government were trying to desperately looking to give some sort of comfort to the aviation and travel industry that there would be a summer tourism season, that the Brits would be flying off for their 2 weeks in Benidorm. It doesn't look like it, and for a couple of reasons, Matt. The first is this new traffic light system they're implementing, which will be a green, amber and red. Well, you're still going to have to take PCR tests if you're going to an amber country or a red country. It's not quite sure what even the criteria will be for the green list, where you won't have to do quarantine, but you will still have to take some sort of test before you go, and more importantly, when you come back. And that's going to add to the cost of flights. You've seen the airlines, you heard it from EasyJet the other day. Today we've had Jet2, which will be a big packaged operator. They're saying we're not going to restart flights until at least the end of June because we don't know whether it's worth our while. I've heard the Virgin Atlantic boss interviewed several times today and say, look, the system, this traffic light system, what happens if you book a holiday, you go away, you think it's fine, it's on this green list where you don't have to quarantine when you get back, and in the middle of the holiday, you add it to the amber list or the red list because of rising case numbers. They're saying it doesn't make sense. What they want is some sort of easy travel pass where if you've had an antigen test that will show, look, it's cheap and also you can do them fairly quickly and get the results quickly, that is enough, or on the way back you don't have to quarantine either at home or in a hotel. The trouble is, I don't think any government can give those guarantees or even a commitment so far in advance of the summer. You can imagine that there is pressure from the airlines. They have a financial interest, of course, in making people book as early as possible. But perhaps even Britain being so far ahead in its vaccine campaign, perhaps this summer might still be a bit of a write-off for them as well.
Ian Guider, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word on Today FM. You can read Ian's weekly musings in his column in the Business Post this Sunday, and he'll be back with us on Monday.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow. Purchasing, refinancing, or refurbishing an investment property? Visit capitalflow.ie.